What is up? It is Dave. It is Duncan, back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new release from Belgian duo Doodse Skader. The band's new album, Year 2.
Say that again?
Doodse Skader.
If the band can let us know how authentic and all the money that is.
So I heard a couple of different pronunciations of it.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of hybrid.
If in doubt, go down the middle. That's a smart approach.
Yeah, so their new album, Year 2, were released on March 8th via 45 Records. Doodse Skader is Dutch for Death Squad. Mm-hmm. And this band is a merging of the minds of Tim De Geiter from Amerna and Siegfried Burrows from Capitan Korsakov and Pard. Throughout their 3 years of existence, Doodse Skader have been relentlessly pushing the envelope of what it means to be a heavy band. From the grunge-infused sludge on their EP Year Zero to the punishing blend of hip-hop and hardcore on their debut album Year One, and the sonic onslaught of relentless rapping on standalone singles such as FLF and Still Haven't Killed Myself, they're breaking free of any form of categorization. Now on March 8th, with the arrival of their sophomore album Year 2, Doodse Skader takes things up another couple of notches. Where their last record, Year 1, saw the duo struggling with their inner demons, both past and present, Year 2 is an undeniable display of progress, not only introspectively, but also musically. De Geiter and Burrows sound outright bloodthirsty, ready to take on anyone in their way. Year 2 undeniably sees Doodse Skader promise fulfilled. It's both a complete teardown of genres and boundaries, a sonic wrecking ball wielded by two people trying to get better. The album was recorded and mixed by Tim from the band at Much Love Studio and then mastered by Jack Shirley at Atomic Garden Studio. So, Year 2, Duncan.
I've only been around for 3 years.
Yeah, I know. They are pumping out the material, Duncan.
This is what happens when you're only a duo, Dave.
You just get shit done, Duncan.
You just get shit done, like how we have consistently... Like, some people think, where did they find the time? In fact, a certain publicist that we were in the company of just a couple of days ago was like, where did they find the time to go all these gigs and review all those albums? And I'll tell you why. No middlemen here.
That's right, Duncan.
It's a sandwich with no filler.
A dry sandwich.
A dry sandwich.
Doesn't sound that great when you say it out loud, but it
works. You'll find that the Swiss for dry sandwich is Doodse Skader. There
you go. So I didn't expect another album from these guys so soon. After like Year One only came out in 2022, so we're flying ahead. Yep. So Year Two, what did you make of this release from Doodse Skader?
What I love about you, Dave, all right. Out with the appendage, which I mean, dear God Almighty, to see it is to believe, ladies and gents. Well, pick up a coffee mug. I don't know why. But what I love about you is there are four albums on the docket to be recorded.
Yeah.
Reviews tonight. Check out the clothes, that's how you know how we record them in grips. And the ones you have let me lead on are the ones you know for a fact I will have a lot to say on.
Yeah.
And the ones that you're going to lead on clearly are the ones that you have more expertise to talk about. And that's why I love you, Dave.
Thank you. That's
the very reason here. Yeah, this album is... So I didn't... If we spoke about them before, I don't recall.
I'd heard the album, but I don't know if we'd spoke about it, actually.
I don't think so. My introduction to them was the track you sent over to me months ago now, it feels like. I'm trying to remember what was that. Is I'll ask with my mouth, I'll take with my fist.
I think it may have been.
Yeah, because I remember saying that's a fucking great name for a song.
Mm.
So that was my introduction. And I, like, coming off the end of that track, I was like, whoa. Like, just like a collage of ideas, style, sounds, where there's just this kind of aura of, like, Crossies meets Deftones. Very Chino. There's like there was a Chino-infused element over the top of it. So it's been on the kind of shortlist since that track of Let's Count Down. I am overjoyed that we have it. I will be honest, I didn't read the press. I never read the press. And also, my least favourite medium for considering albums is by stream. And I know that this is how this came down to us, but I suffered through because I really want to check this out. This is an oddity, man. This is like in the best possible way. I kind of feel like this is like a 16-sided Rubik's Cube, which I technically wouldn't be a cube, but you get my meaning there. As is like 7D chess, not because anything that is necessarily overtly technical, it isn't actually. If anything, it's very straight down the middle and its ideas and execution. It's more the hybrid merging of styles that are at times essentially next door neighbours and at other times a complete different town away. That they managed to bridge in a very comfortable and extremely confident fashion. And that's why I was kind of shocked when you said 3 years. The confidence on this release is fucking galling. It's so assured of its vision, its style, its delivery. It's kind of hard to get my head rimmed. I know you said they've been in lots of other bands. I'd be surprised if any of the bands sounded like this. It might be the hardest to kind of give a genre to, because yes, there is metal in
all
here.
All the genres, though.
It is, like, but it's not like, it's not all the genres. It is all the genres, but it's not all the genres, right? To them, I think this is just as how they write music, right? And as a result of that, it's not, let's bring a hip-hop element in, let's bring a fucking, a weird, like, industrial kind of groove. And let's throw some fucking like doom laden discordant guitars. I don't think that's how they approach. I just think it's a feel album. I think the like very much feel out a song in the way of, right, this bit needs something rough, this bit needs something heavy. This is a very textural, very tactile listen. And I love that about it. It, like, to me, it kind of almost has this kind of, not that it's a genre of music, it's a genre of film, but it has this kind of art house aesthetic about it. This kind of, we're going to make you kind of try and work out what we're doing. We know what we're doing, but we're not going to give you anything at all to help you here. Because there isn't at any point here anything that you can actually grab onto that's solid, that isn't removed like 15 seconds later and you're kind of left falling. I'll tell you, I love this, right? I love this. It should be no surprise. That's why he leaned in on me. I understand that.
Yeah.
I struggle to explain, and this is not like me, why is I love it, though. Because my first full listen, by the time I got to the end, I was of the opinion that it was something special. But then I went right back through it again straight away. And I was like, I'm gonna pull out the elements that are the, this is why this works.
Yeah.
And actually, on the second listen, I was more confused than I was on the first listen. And subsequently, every time I've come at it from a different angle, I feel like I understand the band's writing process less than I did on the previous listen. To the point we are now, I think I'm 5 listens in.
Yeah.
And I'm even more confused than I was at the beginning when I finished it and was like, that, well, this is fucking great. They have elements of doom, elements of kind of noise rock. They have elements of hip-hop. There's elements of pure electronica. There's elements of shoegaze. There's elements, like, small tinges of new metal. Yep. There's like, and but it's never at any point. What I kind of love about it as well is, as you try to work it in my head, like, you never get a bit where you're like, that, you hear a riff and you'll be like, that's a new metal riff.
Mm.
But what the rest of the music is doing is not new metal.
True, yeah.
So it kind of throws me, because it's hard to say, like, the try to challenge themselves by writing a new metal element, because they didn't. They took one aspect of it. And it's like painting a picture and being like, that, right, well, we're gonna use watercolors, but at the same time I'm gonna do it in the style of Picasso, but I'm also gonna use some of these oil colors as well, and do a little bit of fucking Van Gogh, but at the same time will it be super detailed and do a little bit of, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, but, you know, at the same time I don't want to, it's so against the grain and the way it's structured that it shouldn't work at all. Like, you should be at the end of this and be confused, unfulfilled, and slightly angry. And I never felt that from Pastel Prison, which is a track that, like, swaths, like, huge sheens of Deftones and shoegaze with kind of heavier, like, electronic elements, to tracks like Bone Pipe, which are about as industrial as you can get. The album at times reminds me of the aggression of bands like Mantar, with those grungy elements, which I'm glad you've quantified them, because I did feel like I was going a bit mad where I was like, that vocals are fucking grunge, man. But the fact I've got an EP that covers that as well.
Yeah.
But it continually experiments upon itself. And even when you feel like tracks have been, like, delivered in a way where they've given you so much, you're like, that, you can't squeeze anything. Like, I put everything I can in the suitcase and now it won't zip. It's kind of like they were like that. Oh, no, there's another wee compartment here. And in here exists a grind beat. And you're like, what? Like, everything, nothing is sacred to them. Nothing is off limits, and all of it works. Might be, like, my favourite thing I've heard this year. Like, just because it is, it's almost unquantifiable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's genius. Like, I think this is musicians living on the edge of music.
Yeah.
Where, like, everything, like, it's like being in a room where, like, you are surrounded by sound of all the genres, and you can just grab them and slot them in. And that's kind of what I think they've done here. It's just the way they've designed the picture, as abstract as it is to the, you know, untrained eye, is incredibly well written. Like, this could, like, to the lesser ear, this could sound like a lot of stuff just flung against the wall. To me, this is, like, a high level of songwriting because of the experimentation that works here.
Yeah.
They take leaps, they take gambles, and they do it so confidently. I feel like the idiot for not putting the genres together. Like, before, of course this fits. Always fits. And I will say this about them. When the band want to get heavy, for those that are like, he's mentioned a lot of things, they can go, like, Bone Pipe, is like that track I mentioned earlier on, is like industrial music from fucking hell. So fucking heavy. And they do it as if it's nothing. Well, I don't know how detuned the guitars are on that track, but they're fucking
Duncan, cool. Let me let you in a little secret here. There's no guitars on this album.
Right, that makes me love them even more.
Bass.
That, I love them even more because they've taken that bass and they have added an effect to it that makes it sound like the most fucking detuned guitar I've heard. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's, once again, it just makes me love them even more. Tender moments, quiet moments, serene moments, dance moments, aggressive moments, thought-provoking moments, aggressive moments. This is the human condition captured on an album. We may be in a position where we have a little front-runner for Album of the Year for me.
Holy. Woo.
Okay, this is what I live for, man.
Yep.
I don't listen to a stream five times.
No, you don't.
And then hate the PR company for sending it to me in a stream. I've spun it five times. And I'm counting down until March the 8th, did you say?
Yep.
And then it'll be on my device and I'll be spinning the shit out of it more. This is the shit, man. Love it.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear you say that, Duncan.
because I did not. Fuck these guys and their bass, it sounds like a guitar. That was a fact that Duncan didn't know until 2 seconds ago.
Dude, you know they've got me in when they're a duo. I mean, like, I was sold.
How can duos now do more than six-piece bands?
I don't know. I watched a live video of them on YouTube and I was just like, what the fuck? How does it sound?
I'd love to see it live.
Man. I was a fan of Tim's other band, Amenra. Absolutely killer band. If you haven't heard them, check them out. If you've never heard Dodes to Scatter before, then be prepared, because it's a bit of a departure from the Amenra sound. But I think that's a really good thing, because this doesn't really sound like much else out there, to be honest. Like, you can hear little things that were like, all right, yeah, that sounds kind of like that, or a little bit, but there's not, you couldn't just say, oh, they sound like this band. You know, there's so much going on here, it's very, very difficult to pigeonhole this band. There's just so much they add to the melting pot. I mean, like, stylistically, like you said, it's going from fucking sludge to new metal to grunge to industrial to hip hop. It's so diverse. But it's so fucking awesome at the same time. Jesus, I mean, like, when I was researching the name, trying to figure out how they actually pronounced it, there was an interview they did with the guy from A War from a Harlot's Mouth. And they were talking about Year One, the first album. And Tim was basically saying he remembers, like, they finished the album. He's got, like, a studio at home. They went out into the terrace and they were just like having a smoke and stuff. And then Tim was like, nah, we need to do that again. We're going to just, let's just start again. Let's do it. Kept the drums and basically re-recorded and did everything else again because they weren't happy with it. And I get the feeling, like, listening to that interview, they write very much on feeling, just, you know, how they're feeling in that moment, you know, where a track should go. It's not like pre-planned or pre-thought out. They just, you know, like, whatever comes to them, whatever sounds like it should come next, that's what they do. And it really makes for such an interesting release. This is a very imposing release, like, both stylistically and sonically. And I think that comes from that kind of, like, mixture of the kind of organic instrumentation, the bass and drums, but they merge that with these, like, electronic and industrial elements. I mentioned the bass. Like, the bass sound on this album is incredible. Like, it's so thick and dense. And
I, like, thought it was a guitar.
Well, you know, if someone hadn't told me, or I hadn't read it, then I wouldn't have, or hadn't watched it with my own eyes, like, in a live video, I wouldn't have known either. I'd have thought it was a guitar. And the industrial stuff on this is just downright savage at times on this album. When Pastel Prison kicked in, I was the same as you, exactly the same. I was like, well, this is a wee bit kind of White Pony, like yeah. The way it kicks in with the reverby drums, I was like, all right, okay, a wee bit Deftones. And then obviously the bass and the vocals come in, and they cleverly layer that track up bit by bit, you know, as a first kind of introduction to the album. And it's a good, like, over 2 minutes of that before they just unleash this.
I think it's about the 2 minute mark, yeah, of what they unleash as hell.
My God, it's like completely scorched earth vocals and just distorted bass. And it's just this wall of, like, sludge and industrial noise that just hits you with these incredibly kind of raspy vocal screams over the top. It sounds huge. But it's very measured. They know exactly how to build a moment in a track and then just absolutely obliterate you with it. And it happens a lot throughout the album, but they cleverly don't repeat it in the same way. It's like, yeah, say, like, if you took, like, a deathcore album, for example, you can hear those moments coming, you know, like, oh, here comes the break. You can hear the traits. Oh, right, this is it, here it comes. 1, 2, 3, right, here's the breakdown. With this, it's not like that at all. It is not predictable in the slightest. It's not the same kind of build up that they do each time. Sometimes the drop is a kind of, like, slowed down, kind of, like, sludgy kind of new metal riff, like on The Sheer Horror of the Human Condition. Mm-hmm. Or they go full out industrial, cut out the kind of the bass side of it and just, you know, hit you with, like, all that kind of abrasive noise. But it doesn't hit with any less impact when they do that.
They also don't revisit those sections either. It kind of feels like that, right, they've delivered, like they've had an idea.
Yeah.
That idea is now complete. So let's not think about it again.
Yeah.
Which once again, just like to songwrite like that is so fucking edgy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. As you listen to this album, if it's anything like my first listen to the album, I had not a clue what was coming next on this album. And year one was kind of similar to that as well. But this album seems like they have expanded even more on that in terms of the styles and the dynamics. And it makes it an even more kind of exciting listen. I did four listens to this, and every time I listened to it, I heard new things every single time. And to be honest, there's maybe styles on here that wouldn't normally be something I'd, you know, gravitate to, but they make it in a way that is really appealing. Like Bone Pipe, for example, starts in a very like kind of Ghost Mane type way. It's heavily leaning into that kind of grimy kind of hip hop sound. It's got still got an industrial streak, but they kind of sculpt it in a way that would also appeal to like a metal fan by giving it groove and that kind of heavy bass. That bass, man, I can't stop thinking about that bass.
Well, one of my favourite drops on the album, when you're listening to track six, Future Perfect, I Promise, which is this dreamy, woozy, kind of all indie shoegaze track for about 4 minutes of its, what, 4.5 minute runtime or whatever it is. And then in the last like 30 seconds, it is...
I just about had a heart attack, I'm not going to lie. Like,
shat myself the first time I heard it. Goes from like, I thought like it was going to continue to like lead out. And it comes back, like that scorched earth is the best way to describe it. This is, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Yeah. It's just like seared flesh. Just like out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, like, it's because it goes from like almost complete silence to... a fucking nuclear war in a matter of seconds.
They take that idea, and by the end of it, they twist it into a Deftones melody.
Yeah.
And just like...
The cleans over the end were like,
How did we end up here?
I know. Vocally, I think both guys are contributing vocally to the album. And it's another area of this release that's just incredibly varied, from the kind of really... distorted screams to the kind of more kind of alternative kind of grungy cleans. It reminded me slightly of like kind of newer Code Orange in a way. But they know exactly when to drop it in, and the cleans are never overdone. Like, it never becomes too much or too overpowering, or it never dilutes anything either. Even tracks like Pen, where they're kind of their most kind of vulnerable vocally, it's a really great contrast and moment on the album. It works really well in that kind of middle section. I initially thought, oh, they're following that up with, you know, another clean track with Future Perfect. I was like, oh, yeah, this is another kind of stripped back, quite melancholic with the clean vocals. And then that fucking cannon goes off about the 4 minute mark and they just about fucking died. But I think one of my favorites on the album was actually track eight. I Ask With My Mouth, I'll Take With My Fist, which has such a cool vocal hook. Like, really kind of moody and dark, but there's also some little kind of snippets of kind of rap in there, but not in a kind of cheap, like, you know, it's tastefully done.
Not gonna take us to the Matthews Bridge,
nothing like that, no. But then they drop in this like straight up kind of hardcore section, which is heavy as balls, and you know, it wouldn't be out of place on like a Knocked Loose album, but again, they do it without guitars. Like, this is a bass guitar that's doing all this and making it sound so fucking heavy. I was just like, this is nuts, man, how fucking crazy this is. The last track is a bit more kind of experimental. There's different kind of synth sounds. It's got a bit of kind of like spacey, kind of sci-fi type vibe to it. But again, it comes with that really abrasive kind of bass-driven groove that just drives the track right to the finish line. And to be honest, when it finished, I was like, I'm ready to go again. Like, yeah, I found it
same as me.
So like Moorish. And it kind of reveals more of itself the more you go back to it. What's kind of exciting about this though is these guys are already planning like way ahead of this album. They're planning to do up to year four. So this is obviously year two. They're planning on doing four. And apparently year three is already done. It's finished. So I don't think it's going to be that long until we...
Next year, then.
Maybe even this year. Who knows? Like, we're only in February. We're only in February.
I cannot have a 1-2 with the same band. I can't fucking do it. Like, my credibility will be torn up for arse paper.
Yeah, so they said in that interview that, like, they are kind of planning kind of way ahead with lots and lots of new music.
How are they planning on travelling to Scotland to play a gig?
Well, I mean, they're only in Belgium, so, like...
Belgium is not that far.
No, it's not. Yeah, so who knows? I do believe that whatever they do next, it's going to be another wild evolvement of their sound, and it'll probably include a whole host of other styles and influences, so I can't wait to hear whatever they do. And finally, just, like, want to mention the production, because Tim has done an absolutely ridiculously good job on this. It sounds fucking colossal, but also, like, there's so much detail in here and nuance in it as well. Obviously they've got Jack Shirley to master it. If you've heard anything he's done with, like, Deaf Heaven or whatever, you'll know how good this guy is. And the album just has just such an excellent kind of balance of all the kind of sonic elements. It sounds incredible. Phenomenal sounding album. Just kind of genius, to be honest. Like,
it's genius. It's not even kind of genius. This is like this is the abstract delivery of genius. Like people that are, like, incredibly gifted at doing one thing but awkward at parties. That's this band. Although we've never seen them at a party, they might be a riot.
Could be.
Looking at their press photos, none of them look like they're smiling in any of them.
They're quite funny, actually, though. When I watched that interview, they actually are.
No doubt. Yeah. I'd literally, see if you told me right now, actually, at the weekend, they fucking cured cancer. I'd believe that as well.
Yeah, they seem like cool guys. The drummer actually doesn't come from a kind of, like, metal background either. He's, like, into jazz and, like, kind of alternative stuff.
Jazz drummers, though, are the triple threat, you know what I mean?
They are. So, final thing, scores for year two. Yeah, no, I don't know why I'm saying this.
Fucking asking me, is it like...
scores for year two by Dodds the Scadder. I'm going to ask you the question anyway, Duncan, just, you know, because it's part of the review.
That's what keys up the graphic with the explosion.
Roll the graphic.
The explosion. This is a five.
Yes.
This is the best album I've heard this year.
Yeah.
I would as much as going to upset people, like, coming into listening to this album, my favourite thing I'd heard this year was from Ishan, where I was like, this just works on a completely different level. And there's only one of him, right?
Yeah.
But that's all contained within what he's doing and his style and his sound. These guys don't have a sound.
Yeah.
They're a country without borders. It's fucking nuts. The easiest five that I will give out this year. And I'm going to say the sentence, if this is not my number one at the end of the year, then...
I'll talk to you. We didn't do a prediction, did we? Did we do a prediction?
We didn't do our predictions.
Oh, we didn't.
Thank fuck we didn't, because we're not... Like, we've just done what we're excited about that's coming out this year, and we never mentioned these guys once. No. This is... This just makes me excited to be... Yeah. A fan of music. It's fucking awesome. Five.
Yeah. 100% agree with you. I couldn't find anything to dislike, nothing to criticise about this album. I loved it from start to finish. And it's one of those albums that, you like, when you start talking about it, you're like, oh, I really want to listen to that album again.
I so,
like,
badly don't want to do these last two reviews and just go and listen to it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Dodds the Scadder, year two, out on March 8th on 45 Records. Ridiculously good album. Like, check this out. There's links below to the band, to the pre-order. Check all that out. Have a listen. Have your mind blown. It's awesome. That's the review. Thanks for checking this out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.